Welcome back to The Frame. I'm Stephen Cuevas. The California Institute of the Arts, or CalArts, opened its doors in 1970 and soon established itself as one of the leading private art schools in the country. In particular, it became known for its animation and visual art departments, but it also developed an expansive music department with a focus on sounds from around the globe. The school's annual World Music and Arts Festival happens this weekend on the CalArts campus in Valencia. And having its festival debut, the CalArts Salsa Band. The Frame's contributor, Beto Arcos, hung out during a recent rehearsal and has this story.
Every Wednesday afternoon, the CalArts Salsa Band gathers for a rehearsal in the same classroom where the members started learning about Latin music last September. The band has been together for 7 months, but today, the young musicians sound like they've been playing for years. The CalArts Salsa Band was created 27 years ago when Aaron Serfati, a renowned percussionist from Venezuela, attended CalArts to finish his degree in music. Pianist David Royston is the chair of the jazz program at CalArts and the Salsa Band director.
So we put together a very small group. It was only about 6 or 8 people. And we played a set of Afro-Cuban music at a noon concert, and everybody got so excited that they all said, I want to do that with you.
That small group grew into a regular ensemble, and for the first few years, Royston accepted any student who wanted to join. But having a band of more than 20 members was no easy task. He downsized the group to 12.
3 or 4 singers, 4 horns, 3 percussion, bass, and piano. And that's the instrumentation that we arrange for. And I start over every single year with new inexperienced in that music. And we learn a couple easy descargas by ear the first couple rehearsals. But then I spend a lot of one-on-one time helping them arrange songs for our book. And by this time in the year, we've been arranging since September. So we have probably 25 or 30 songs.
Royston says every band member contributes with at least 2 arrangements, and that's how they learn to get into the heartbeat of the music. The Latin music program at CalArts appears to be expanding. Every Tuesday, a group of 15 students get together in a large classroom for the Brazilian drumming ensemble. Today, they're rehearsing the Bloco Afro style of carnival drumming from Salvador, Bahia. Percussionist Alex Shaw co-directs the Brazilian drumming ensemble. He's a second-year MFA student in the World Percussion Program at CalArts and producer of the World Music and Dance Festival. He says this year's event includes the addition of a second Latin percussion stage.
There is an increasing interest that the student body itself is reflecting that there are more Latino students on campus than we've ever had before. And so I think the fact that these ensembles are present and that are growing, I think is a reflection of who's on campus these days.
At the Salsa Band's rehearsal, 25-year-old Tiffany Lantello takes the lead, singing a classic cumbia from Colombia. Cumbia para mi tierra, cumbia para mi amor. Lantello is pursuing an MFA in performance and composition, and she also plays the sitar. After a year at CalArts, Lantello says she decided to join the Salsa Band to improve her musicality.
My mom is from El Salvador, and so she, every time when we were at family parties, they would be playing the music. So it wasn't like I was actively seeking out that kind of music, but it was sort of around through my childhood. And so when I started singing with them, it's just so much fun, and I'm so glad that I'm doing it.
In a small rehearsal room, 24-year-old pianist Pablo Leñero plays an original classical improvisation. Leñero's from Mexico. He's getting an MFA in composition, piano performance, and conducting. He's also a singer with a salsa band. He says he wanted to play piano in the group, so he asked director David Royston.
Let me play, por favor. And he was like, you know what, Pablo? The thing is that I am the band leader, and if I'm not the pianist, the band doesn't run. And he says, well, can you sing? And I was like, sure. Yeah, I'll try it.
Leñero says, as a classical pianist, the experience he's getting with the salsa band is more than he could have imagined.
Performing and having people dance to your music is mind-blowing, and it has made me reassess what I want to do, because sometimes I feel I don't necessarily get the same satisfaction about performing piano. I like making people happy, and I like when people enjoy when we're singing, when we're dancing or rolling R's in very high pitches.
It's funny where you start and where they finish.
Renowned Latin percussionist Joey De Leon co-teaches the salsa band with David Royston. De Leon says a year later, the results are clear.
The seed is sprouted, and now all this, like, you see, like, there's this unwavering sense of relief. Okay, man, I broke through this passage, and now I'm feeling comfortable. And you start to see them feel comfortable, and you instill them confidence. That's the one thing.
That confidence has given students the tools they need to take the next steps after they graduate. Royston says many students who played in the CalArts Salsa Band are now successful professional musicians.
2 or 3 years after they finish school, I might go to a club and see them with a band, and they're burning it up.
That's what the CalArts Salsa Band can do, besides getting people to dance. For The Frame, I'm Beto Arcos.
For more information about the CalArts World Music and Arts Festival, go to theframe.org. And on our website, you'll also find an archive of every episode of this show. You can also get every episode by subscribing to our podcast. And that'll do it for today. And remember to follow The Frame on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Stephen Cuevas. Thanks for listening. John Horn's back here tomorrow.